Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you, Cuddy, Roberto, everybody involved in the network. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack at BobBlack71 at SportsByline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, we got plenty to talk about. Basketball's there. Football is there. Tampering period is there. Free agents are committing. And we've been talking about it long and loud. And as we go forward, we'll continue to do so on this particular edition of The Attack. Look, we only got you for a brief period of time. The day's starting to happen. We lost a day up here in the Northeast because we had a nor'easter, and it was way overrated. But with that being said, a lot of people bailed, so a lot of people are doing a lot of catch-up today. And if you're one of those people doing some of that catch-up, we want you to catch up with us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Take your device, the Apple, the iWatch, the iPoppy, the Android, whatever the circumstances are, laptop, tablet, sitting at the old clunky PC, which is the most reliable way to go of all, you're right there for us. And this is a good thing. Bueno, bueno, bueno. All right? We know we only have you for a little bit of time. We want you to be listening to us. You can go directly to our website, SportsByline USA. Click on the Listen Live. It's streaming right there. You can listen to some Attack. And it's well worth listening to. All the guests, all the interviews, everything is right there on the homepage. You can see what exactly is going on. Check it out. Dip into the archives, whatever the circumstances are. But you can get me, and that's all that matters. Now, most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, we talk about it all the time. They're deployed over the world, all over the country. Reality is that you've got kids that are protecting our behinds each and every day. They run towards it. We run away from it. And with that being the case, you got to look out. Got to look out. All right? So, make sure. Just give them a thanks, okay? That's all I'm asking for. Let's step aside right here. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here in the Attack. I am Black. You are not. Please don't go anywhere.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You're back with the Attack Black U. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, Cleveland, who is going to control everything that's
now,
going on.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
In the 2018 National Football League season, has made bold, definitive moves. They've spent money. They've reinforced weaknesses. They've traded for a quarterback. And really now all for them is whatever other free agents they decide to sign. And then perhaps shaking it up in the draft. So we'll find out. They're hedging their bets on Joe Thomas. Thomas is exploring options at Fox and ESPN. I mean, look, they'll be there for him when and if he decides to step out. He just has to decide whether or not he wants to play anymore. You know? And if he does, he still has something left in the tank. It's just a question of whether or not he's got the want to. And believe me, I get it. You know, that body of yours takes that kind of beating for how many years? And it's understandable. You say to yourself, that's it. I've had enough. And if that ends up being the case, well, guess what? They should have the day for him immediately. He should go into the Hall of Fame immediately. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. But we'll see. I mean, you know, who are we to tell somebody what to do? But, Joe, I think you ought to come back one more time and go out on your terms, winning, because your team's going to win this year. I don't know how much, but they're going to win this year. So we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. You know, other key moves. John Brown gets added to the Ravens wide receiver core. Yeah, helps a little bit, but when you consider guys like Marquise Lee, Paul Richardson, Dante Moncrief out there, 1 year, $5 million, you know, this guy's been hurt a lot. He's got deep speed. He goes over the middle. Had a 1,000-yard season in 2015, but, you know, We'll find out. But it's, but I'll tell you, Baltimore, ever since the Super Bowl, Flacco's never performed up to the same level after they gave him all the money. You know, they're still cap-strapped. They signed James Hurst at the guard position. You know, he's okay. He's good. But they probably paid him more money than he deserved. We'll see. Yeah, Baltimore's another one of those teams. They're not going to do it in the first round, but they could be looking for a quarterback in the second round. Because I think once Flacco's numbers become a little more cap-friendly, there's a real possibility they may let him go. Because they're not going to win in the near future. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the thing with Chicago, and, you know, they got Burton, 4 years, $32 million. He was blocked. And I understand that, you know, Zach Miller, his career ended. Everybody saw that gruesome injury last year. And, you know, they're counting on him to really evolve. But they've got to get weapons for Mitchell Trubisky. I'm not really thrilled with what the Bears have done. I mean, Allen Robinson, here's another guy coming off a major injury that they're willing to risk the money on. These guys fail. Everybody goes. You know, everybody goes. It'll be a bad situation all the way around. So we'll see. You know, I'm not overly impressed with what the Bears have done so far. And that started with last year. I didn't like the move for the quarterback, and I think it's cost them ever since, and they don't have a hell of a lot of draft picks. Now, speaking of the draft, looking at what the mocks are saying right now, and granted, this is pre-free agency for most of them, but not all of them. Now, Cleveland, depending on who you look at, the great majority of them now, they have Cleveland still about 50-50 grabbing a quarterback or grabbing Saquon Barkley. And I think the direction that that happens is really going to influence what happens in the 2 and 3 hole. Now, McShay has Darnold going to them and then Micah Fitzpatrick going with the 4. If they draft Barkley, everything's out the window. Because Cleveland will go quarterback with the 4. There'll be somebody sitting there. They can't help it. But whether or not it's their guy remains to be seen, because I still think Arizona's in play. I still think Buffalo is in play. And there may end up being other teams that are in play as well. I don't necessarily think in the first round, but there could be some interesting moves. Unless the Jets are just in love with somebody, I don't see them going quarterback now. I just don't. Not with the 2 signings that they had. Because they're hedging their bets. They're willing to ride it out with McNown another year. And according to sources, they guaranteed that he's going to start. But Teddy Bridgewater's a competitor, and he sees himself as a starter. And if he's all the way back, and it'll be 2-plus years removed from that leg injury, at 25 years of age, he may end up being the quarterback of the future for the New York Jets. But we'll see. Now, I think the scenario is this for the Giants. With all the quarterbacks that are being signed, it's going to have to be Buffalo that comes after them. You know, Buffalo got the pick and moved up. They got the Cincy pick at 12. It'll have to be the 2 first-round picks and another one to get them out of there. Well, we're going to get out of here right now. Tap out. When we come back, we will come back and talk about the National Football League just a little bit more before we switch to college basketball. I'm Black. You're not. Please don't go anywhere.
4 for 4, converting them into first downs. To the air here to a wide open touchdown! Duke Johnson in the end zone, and the Browns are on the board.
Quarterbacks are there to be had. You have to do a good job identifying them. Fortunately, the Browns had the first pick and the fourth pick. And it's not like they don't have picks in other rounds. They have a lot of draft picks. They got to find a quarterback. I wouldn't spend the first one on Rosen or Darnold. Darnold makes bad decisions. He's regressed. And Rosen, I think, has a good future, but that remains to be seen, and it still seems several years away.
Are you talking about the analytics, the GPS, all the modern technology? Man, I'm trying to throw the game back to 1998.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Down to 1:10 to go, and Washington moving quickly. 3rd and 3. Redskins still have 2 timeouts. Cousins pats the ball. He throws. End zone. Left corner. It's caught. Ryan Grant. Touchdown, Redskins.
Kaepernick. Chase throws. Picked off in the end zone. That's Richard Sherman.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Talking about the draft, the impact of free agent signings, and everything else that's been going on. And it's going to influence. It's going to influence because these guys, I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of movement going on. like I said, half to half and half as far as what direction Cleveland's going to go in. But I do believe it's up for play and up for grabs from that point on. Everything's going to change. Everything's going to go different. Now, one thing that I could see, and if Barkley goes number one, I still do not see the Giants drafting a quarterback. I mean, maybe this is the great Dave Gettleman smokescreen, but I think the trade out will happen either with Arizona or Buffalo. If for some reason it doesn't, I think they take Quentin Nelson. This guy's going to be a perennial all-pro guard. That's how good this kid is. The two best guys in the draft are Saquon Barkley and Quentin Nelson. Giants have needed both. They need a running back, even with Jonathan Stewart, and they certainly need offensive line help. So if they don't get the deal that they like, I think they go Quentin Nelson. And if Barkley's there, obviously they'll go Barkley. Which brings us to Indianapolis. Now, I completely get Indianapolis just being quiet, keeping their cards close. Everybody, I mean, Bradley Chubb has been locked in at number three since the first mocks were done. Now, I don't buy it. And I'll tell you why. Same reason I was talking about the Giants and what they were talking about. Somebody's going to move up, and somebody's going to be willing to pay to do it. And Indianapolis has many, many needs. Now, it'll have to be the right price. Again, it falls into that category. If they don't get their guy or don't get their price, Chubb probably will be their guy, more than likely. And then on the assumption that Barkley goes to Cleveland with the number one, then Cleveland will get the quarterback at the four hole. But whether or not it's the quarterback they want remains to be seen. Since they made the deal for Tyrod Taylor, in my gut, I think they want Josh Allen. I just do. But it gives him a year to get NFL ready. He's got the cannon arm. He just needs to develop a little bit of touch, get accustomed to the speed of the NFL game, and he'll be off to the races. As we talked about, Case Keenum. So Denver could even be in the market for a trade out there. Again, like I said, this is going to be very interesting. So does Josh Rosen fall precipitously? Possible. Do the Jets go quarterback at six? I mean, considering you might end up having three quarterbacks. I mean, Baker Mayfield, Rosen or Donald, or Rosen and Allen, or Mayfield and Allen. And Mason Rudolph's been climbing up the boards as well. It's intriguing. But with the moves the Jets made, and again, they're going to bring these guys in because that still hasn't happened yet. Maybe they get blown away by somebody, but all these teams, all of them, had reps at the Combine and reps at the Senior Bowl. And maybe they just weren't impressed. Jets need help all over. This particular mock I'm looking at has McGlinchey going. Maybe that's the case. He's rated the best offensive tackle in the draft, but they have needs in other places too. Personally, I'd take Nelson over McGlinchey. I think he's just a better player, but, if McGlinchey fits their need, I can understand why they do it. Tampa's not going to draft a quarterback. So they're probably going to go DB with Derwin James. Sherman just went out to San Francisco, and, the Niners are quietly making moves, but good moves. Niners are going to contend next year. Niners are going to contend next year. Don't kid yourself. They also signed Weston Richburg, the ex-Giant center, who never went up to the level that people thought he was going to be. He got hurt last year, but the Giants were willing to move on with him with Jones. And I'll be interested to see how this plays out, you know. He only played 4 games last year. Now, he's claiming that the Giants said he needed the roster. They needed the roster spot, that he was cleared after missing a few games. So there was bad blood going out the door, but he just never evolved into the dominant center that they thought he was going to be. And Niners paid dearly for him. 5-year deal. I don't know if I would have gone that high. And like I said, they added Richard Sherman as well. Niners will do okay in the draft. And, you know, this particular mock has them going after Marcus Davenport, but they could go for Roquan Smith there. They could go for Tremaine Edmonds there. I mean, there's all kinds of possibility there. And again, now here we go. It gets interesting. Does Buffalo wait? Or do they trade up? Because at the 12 hole, according to this mock, they can grab Baker Mayfield. Now, if they want to hold on to their draft picks, and don't forget, they got some pretty nice get back from Cleveland. Maybe they decide not to move, which might make all that other previous conversation moot. This mock has Josh Allen going to 15. Personally, I don't think he lasts that far. I think Cleveland's going to grab him. I really do. Now, I get it. You know, people are like, you know, he's raw. He's this. Okay, we'll see. Calvin Ridley going to Baltimore. Then it starts to get interesting. You know, oddly enough, Dallas sitting at 19, and they do need interior linemen because their line's starting to come apart. They go Isaiah Wynn, who I think is the second best guard in this particular draft. So we'll see. But they also got a little bit decimated on the defensive line. If Vita Vea is still there, or Vita Vea, or whatever his pronunciation is, they could grab him because he's a clogger in the middle, but I don't think he's going to last that long. Truly don't. I think Seattle will nab him the spot before. I think Dallas will have to trade up. And then we get into some interesting territory. Darius Geis projected to go to Detroit, which, you know, quite frankly, that would be a real nice fit for them. Harold Landry going to Cincinnati. Rashad Evans from Alabama going to Buffalo. Ronnie Harrison. Cortland Sutton going to Carolina. You know, then it gets interesting. Deron Payne going to Atlanta. Hilton Hill. Some of these guys, it gets interesting. Now, this one, and this I found interesting, in that Lamar Jackson, who just, he's going to play quarterback. And more people are starting to come around to the fact that they think he can play the position. They have him going at 30 to Minnesota, which, considering the Case Keenum move, that would be an interesting scenario and an interesting spot. Because they would be hedging their bets just a little bit. They'd be giving him the opportunity to take his time and move forward from there. So, we'll see. I kind of like the idea of that. I really do. Now, in this mock, which didn't have, I'm on Draft Tech, which didn't have Cleveland taking a quarterback in the first round, has Cleveland taking Mason Rudolph. And I don't think so. I think Rudolph's probably going to go, I would say, to New England, to be honest, if Buffalo doesn't grab him. I think New England might, and he'll be the new developmental guy. And who better to play behind than Mr. Brady? But that ends up being the case. We will find out. So interesting stuff. Free agency, like I said, the official tampering time ends at 4 o'clock. So we'll find out the answers to these and more questions there. We'll find out some more answers right after this commercial break as we switch to basketball. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
On second down, Rodgers dancing around, and down he goes. Bennett was in there with Frank Clark.
Receivers in the game. Kittle, the tight end. Breida stays in. Hoyer gets time. Nobody open. And he's brought down for a loss. Sacked on the play by Michael Bennett.
He's just that type of player. He not only would be a difference maker to my team, but to any team that he goes to in the National Football League. It's an instant upgrade, leadership. He can throw and make all the passes on the field. So, yeah, when you get a guy like that, you're automatically in Super Bowl contention.
Down to 1:10 to go, and Washington moving quickly. 3rd and 3. Redskins still have 2 timeouts. Cousins pats the ball. He throws. End zone. Left corner. It's caught. Ryan Grant. Touchdown, Redskins.
Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Adams goes behind the back against Aaron Holiday, who has held him in check. Just one of 14 from the field, 3 points. Mobley between the circles, crossover against Ali, three-pointer, it's good! Matt Mobley, nerves of steel down the stretch. St. Bonaventure up 58-51. It's a 12-0 run for the Bonnies.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, you're back with the Attack. And yeah, it's that special time. It's the time where I talk college basketball, make my picks, and send myself towards another, just another championship pick. Because I'm damn good at this. This is going to be fun. This is wide open. And quite frankly, if, let's put it this way. If I'm able to pick the winner out of this mess this year, well, I'm a genius. I got to be in it. I got to be honest. I'm a genius. Yeah. Here's the deal. Number one seeds, most of them should be number one seeds. Some people got left out that shouldn't have been left out. See my Oklahoma State Cowboys. And, you know, look, it's you guys get the drill. All right. It ain't easy. It ain't easy getting there. It ain't easy being trying to, you know, finding it. But there's some good matchups. There's some teams that are getting hot at the right moment. And, you know, we'll see how it plays. Virginia, UMBC, we like the V's. Oh, and by the way, I'm down south. Creighton at Kansas State. Creighton's a weird team. They're pretty solid, 20-plus wins yet again, inconsistent throughout the season. Kansas State, fought their way in out of the 12. I like Creighton in this matchup. Just a little more consistent, I think, than Kansas State. The 5-12, where there's always upsets, Kentucky versus Davidson, not going to happen this year. You know, Coach Calipari, you like him, you hate him, whatever the circumstances are. He does manage to get the job done. And he manages to get freshmen to play like freshmen. And what I mean by that is this. They all come in with egos, but they're all skilled. They're all McDonald's guys, top recruits. They've been recruited by every program in the country. By the time Christmas rolls around, you start getting into mid-January, all of a sudden they figure it out that in order to win basketball games on this level, that you need to play together as a unit. Now, with that being said, they got a pretty good shot to make a deep run in this tournament. The 5-12 upset is not going to happen here. 4-13 isn't going to happen with Arizona Buffalo either. I mean, DeAndre Ayton, if you haven't noticed, is the best player in the country, and he's going to be the number one overall pick. Whoever gets him is getting a beast. Sean Miller's never gotten to a Final Four. Sean Miller almost lost his job and still may lose his job. But they're in the playoffs. They're playing with a chip. And they're in a very tough bracket. This was done intentionally. I mean, the second round matchup is between Arizona and Kentucky. So it tells you right there what you need to know. They want Arizona to get knocked off so that they're not cutting twine in San Antonio. Arizona's going to win. Arizona's going to make a deep run. Miami and Loyola of Chicago. I like Loyola in the upset here. They're a very underrated team. Miami in the ACC. ACC is deep, we all know. But Loyola's going to pull the upset here. I'm telling you this. Tennessee versus Wright State. I like Tennessee in the matchup. A lot of people have Wright State as a Cinderella. I don't think so. Nevada and Texas. Nevada's a 7 seed against Texas, the 10. Texas is just too inconsistent. And Mamba, Muhammad Bamba, he's been hurt. He's been inconsistent. I like Nevada in this matchup. And our buddy Shock is going to start feeling some heat. Cincinnati, the 2 seed against Georgia State. Relatively easy slide for Cincinnati. Heading out west, Xavier going to beat the 16 seed. No issues there. Missouri, Florida State. Well, this really depends on Michael Porter Jr. If he can play, because, you know, he so showed rust in the tournament. I mean, you could just tell. And he didn't have the lift. They didn't rush him back. Doctors have cleared him. It's okay that he's playing this year. But if he's plays to 80%, they'll beat Florida State. If it's 50%, they'll lose to Florida State. I'm going to assume it's 80%. We'll see. Another 5-12, Ohio State, which is playing first-rate basketball. I've seen some people, again, picking South Dakota State here, I'm sorry. Not going to happen. Ohio State's going to move on, where they're going to meet and beat Gonzaga. Gonzaga plays UNC Greensboro. Pretty good team, by the way. They're pretty battle-tested, but it's not going to happen. Houston, San Diego State. 6-11 matchup. You know, Kelvin Sampson, and I don't know how long it'll last, but Kelvin Sampson has done a real good job down there. Like, he's another one of those guys. Like him, don't like him, whatever the circumstances are, doesn't really matter. He's getting the job done. And I understand that it's supposed to be, you know, Kelvin Sampson's a bad guy and everything else. But Kelvin Sampson can coach. And had he not blown it at OU and in Indiana, he'd still be coaching at one of the premier programs. But, yeah, we'll see. But they're going to beat San Diego State. Michigan and Montana, I like Michigan a lot in this game. Texas A&M and Providence. A&M's the 7 seed, Providence the 10 seed. Ed Cooley's team is going to take them out. They started real slow this year and evolved into a first-rate team by the end of the season. So I like it. I really do. North Carolina and Lipscomb? Well, sorry, 15-2 ain't going to happen. Not in this particular instance. Villanova and Radford. Yeah. The Rads. No. They handled LIU pretty easily. Radford Highlanders. They're a pretty good team, actually. No joke. They're a pretty good team. But Hernandez wasn't at full strength, and, you know, unfortunately for them, that's just how it played out. But, yeah, not going to be a problem for Nova. Nova's going to make a deep run as well. Va Tech in Alabama. Colin Sexton is in Fuego right now, and I like him. I like Alabama in this one. They're gonna bounce up against Villanova unexpectedly, but, you know, the reality is, and, you know, let's be honest about it. You know, when you look at teams and you look at the ability to play, get it done, and do whatever, you know, they're a pretty good basketball team. And it's a football school. Everybody knows it. But Va Tech's okay. They're pretty evenly matched. Sexton could be one of those guys that, you know, not unlike Jeremy Lamb a few years ago, could carry a team deep, deep, deep. Kevin Ollie still wishes he had carried. Jeremy Lamb, he'd probably still be employed. Here's a 5-12 that I do like the upset here. Murray State and West Virginia. Huggy's team, good, not great. They got beat at home by a couple of teams that they should not have lost to. And I think the Racers are primed for this. I really do. This is the upset I like right here. Murray State over West Virginia. Wichita State and Marshall, this is going to be a real competitive game. But Wichita State, I think, will prevail over Marshall. But this is going to be a very competitive matchup. Florida's going to win their matchup against the play-in game. And they will move on to face Texas Tech, who maybe the three seed's a little high, but Tech has been darn good and darn consistent all year. They have a great young coach. And this is one of those teams that I think could end up making a deep run. I could see them doing a Sweet 16 run. Really could. But I think they'll take care of the business against Stephen F. Austin. Arkansas and Butler. Arkansas back in the dance. And you got to like it. I mean, truthfully, you have to. And I think they're going to be hungry. Usually Butler in this kind of situation, this is a game you look at and it's a primetime game. And they're like, all right, you know, we're Butler. Everybody underestimates us. Arkansas is hungry. They want to make a run. This is the highest seed they've had in a while. They're well coached. They still play 40 minutes of hell. And I don't think Butler's going to be up to the task. I think Arkansas is going to move on. Where they're going to face Purdue, who managed to play them their way out of a number one seed. Could they be vulnerable against Cal State Fullerton? Yeah, they could. But maybe this is the wake-up call. And they start playing on the level that they were playing on before. We'll see. You know, we'll see. But I'm not real optimistic about Purdue having a long run in this tournament. Kansas over Penn. Oddsmakers are not giving Kansas a whole lot of good love, but quite honestly, they played real good basketball throughout the tournament till the final. But we'll see. Seton Hall, I like them over NC State. NC State back in the tournament back-to-back years, but it's not going to be enough. Clemson and New Mexico State. Every time I pick New Mexico State, they manage to disappoint me, but I'm going to go with them again. Hurley can get it done. He's a hell of a good coach. We'll see how good, because if they lose again, I'll never pick them again. Auburn against Charleston. Will Bruce Pearl be there? Well, we'll find out somewhere down the line, but he's in there right now. They're going to win their first-round match and then play up against New Mexico State. TCU will take care of their business in the 6-11. They're a real good basketball team. Michigan State will take care of business against Bucknell. And Oklahoma is going to lose to Rhode Island. And then Duke's going to beat Iona. Oklahoma shouldn't even be in the tournament. Well, what we are unfortunately doing is run out of time. So when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Please don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Hope you enjoyed today's edition. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow. But I just one last thing. Last night, Russell Westbrook, who is a great player. He is a great player. Don't know if he's ever going to win a championship, but he hit his 100th career triple-double. And there's only three other players, and they're all in the Hall of Fame. Oscar, Magic, and Jason Kidd. And he finished with 32 points, 12 assists, 12 boards. Thunder won 119-107. You know, he's trying to do it basically by himself. Now, I don't know if he's going to catch Magic, but he will catch Jason Kidd. Thunder are in a fight for their life, but they beat Atlanta. And when you look at the standings and how things are going right now, whew, everything's up for grabs, especially out west. You know, San Antonio slid back up with their win tonight. They're in the 8-hole. Clippers, Minnesota, New Orleans, OKC's back up to 4th, but they're 2 games out of 8th. This is interesting. And Denver, Utah hanging around. It's going to be a dogfight right till the end. So we'll see how it plays out. But again, he's an amazing ball player. He really is. Anybody who thinks he's not a winner is a fool. It's just his is a different style of game. And enjoy it while you can, because when it ends for Russ, it's going to end fast. It's what usually happens with physical point guards. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again mañana. Thanks to Scott. Thanks to Robert. And, of course, thanks to you. Have a great night, everybody. A great day, everybody. What am I doing? Talk to you later.